Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
Here are a few ballpark statements. California has the seventh largest economy in the world. California is in the forefront of the green revolution. California cares about climate change and combating it. Donald J. Trump doesn't give a damn about the world to come. True, California has been allowed to operate ahead of other states in modernizing its economy, infrastructure, tax system, education, homelessness. Donald J. Trump appears to hate every healthy effort by the federal government to improve our standard of living. Donald J. Trump appears to hate Barack H. Obama and is dedicated to wiping out every vestige of any progress of any kind that took place during his two terms. He's not so fond of George Bush 1 and 2 either, let alone Bill Clinton. California is determined to minimize its carbon footprints, to improve the mileage and safety of its automobiles, to improve the ability of its population to get into a progressive educational system. Donald J. Trump wants to weaken California's clean air standards, particularly in the area of gasoline mileage per gallon. Where California wants to improve fuel usage to 50 plus miles per gallon, Donald J. Trump wants to cut that back to 37 miles per gallon. What does this mean? Profits for oil and gas producers. For the rest of us, it means dirtier air, water, industrial waste, and a considerable boost to the warming of the earth, which doesn't seem to matter to our dear leader. In fact, Dear One is likely to become the world's least popular man. His efforts to stop the progress of California don't hurt only that state, but in terms of global warming, every nation on the globe. Our guess is that no one pointed this out to him. He's the guy who decided not to retaliate when a U.S. drone was shot down over the Middle East, because he didn't want to kill 150 people who would be collateral damage. He decided that a military payback would be too much too soon, that it would be disproportionate. After all, no American had been harmed personally. For this sensible reasoning, he was praised. Now, driven by his donors and his disdain for earlier presidents, he stands to injure millions by contributing to the climatic variations that as recently as a few weeks ago helped kill people in the Bahamas, naturally, and in Houston, New Orleans, San Juan, to name just a few recent natural disasters. This is not to say he could have saved anyone, only that his vision seems not to include, apart from Americans, Danes, Venezuelans, Koreans, South Africans, Brazilians. Forget about Alaska and both poles. Daddy Don is a destroyer, neither a unifier nor a builder, he. People have joked for nearly 3 years about Nero or Caligula. Those are no longer jokes. Not satisfied with pulling out of the Paris Accords, instead he loads those signatories with more climate troubles and less cooperation. He's getting his, so who cares? Well, actually, we do. Not just far-sighted conservationists on the West Coast. Our citizens who live on both coasts, all coves and harbors, are fishermen and farmers, millions of parents with small children everywhere. And here's the really awful part of what he's doing or plans to. He has also, along with Republicans in Congress like Oleaginous Mitch, stacked courts around the country from the county level to the federal with ultra-right conservative attorneys so that where once we could hope for redress from his excesses, we no longer can. Citizens who have supported court challenges by the ACLU, by Planned Parenthood, by unions, are about to find they have nowhere to turn for aid and comfort. The age-old cry, all the way to the Supreme Court, which once gave dissenters a chance to be heard, is now just a familiar line in movies. So, alas, is California, here we come. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.